Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to My Transformation. These notes are from March 24, 2013. This is the message that God gave me the morning that I was attacked by the dark forces. This message comes from Micah chapter 3. Verses 2 and 3. Who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them and their flesh from off their bones, who also eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them, and they break their bones and chop them in pieces as for the pot, and as flesh within the cauldron. These are my notes. So hateful and evil, you totally devour people, torture and destroy. You do the worst of the worst, but then you get the nerve to call out to God, to worship God, kill in the name of God, evil and hateful in their ways. They are not representing God. Their acts are not of God. Chopping off people's heads, filleting them alive, that's not God. The Living Bible says, leaders of Israel, you are supposed to know right from wrong. Yet you are the very ones who hate good and love evil. When you are in trouble, you want to call on God and expect Him to hear you. False prophets leading people astray. God is a God of order. I asked God to give me a message. He said, let my people go. Leave them alone. They cannot seek me when they are being led astray. You do not teach my word. You do not teach my commandments. Let my people go. You will suffer for your wrongdoings. You will suffer more for leading my people astray. Let my people go. Repent of your unrighteousness. Repent, I say, repent, for my hand is against you. Then I asked God if there was anything else, and He gave me Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 8. And we took at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites the land that was on this side Jordan from the river of Arnon unto Mount Hermon. I read a few verses above this, and it talks about men, women, and children of every city being utterly destroyed. God is not playing around. From what I'm gathering, God is showing His vengeance side. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. God can and will turn the tables on you. He said something about make you a servant under your enemies. That's something that came to my mind. God can take you from a position of power and bring you all the way down to that of a servant, to the very ones you once had power over. Those who are exalted shall be abased, and those who are abased shall be exalted. God can turn the tables on you. God can utterly destroy you. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. I remember stories in the Bible where God opened the ground and buried people alive, men, women, children, and probably livestock. Hatred and evil with the name of God on your breath. How many countries are fighting in the name of God, killing in the name of God, torturing in the name of God? God is a God of love and peace. But when enough is enough, He becomes a God of vengeance. It's like a warning of what is to come. God's messages have been about waking up, knowing him, be true to self, know you, seek truth, come from among them. Now he's talking about the evildoers and haters of good, false leaders, pretentious born-again people. God knows everything and everybody. You cannot hide your heart from God. He is omniscient, all-knowing. What is war? Taking from others what does not belong to you because you want it. Greed, power, control, the driving force of those destroying humanity, damaging the planet, angering God. Some doing it in the name of God. There is no hope for those people. They are on God's reject list, his discarded list. If they don't let his people go, their judgment will be worse. False teachers, false leaders, the blind leading the blind, God is watching you. He knows you. He has a plan for you. His message, let my people go. Release them from your evil ways. Release them from your lies. Release them from your false teachings. Release them from your strongholds. Stop brainwashing God's people. They don't know any better, but you do. Release them so they can find God, so they can find truth, so they can be saved from the wrath of God. Release his people. God is a mighty God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. This is the end of my notes for that day. And when God gave this message, my God, that recording was so powerful. God is not playing. This right here, this message, God gave this message because I had beseeched him in the name of Jesus for those very people who are so passionate about knowing him, but they're being led in the wrong direction, and they're out there being suicide bombers and anything and everything else because they believe deep in their heart that they're doing these things in the name of God, for God, because this is what God wants them to do, and it's not what God wants them to do. They're being led in the wrong direction, and that recording was so powerful. Oh my God, the dark forces hit me 1.5 hour or less right after that message. 1.5 hour or less. And I apologize that you are not able to get that message because of what they had done. They had my laptop stolen. But God is not playing. God is not playing. There are people out there who passionately want to know God. They really want to know him and want to follow him and want to please him, but they're being led in the wrong direction. They have false teachers leading them. They have deceivers leading them. They have dark forces leading them, and they don't know it. They don't know it. And I prayed for those people. I said, God, give them a chance. Have mercy on them because they truly want to know you. They just don't know that they're being led by the wrong people. Please, God, have mercy on them. He answered that prayer. He's talking to those false teachers. He's talking to those false prophets. He's talking to those people with their own agenda. He's talking to those people who are misleading God's children, children who really want to find him. He's talking to them because they're the ones that's keeping his children from finding him. And when I say his children, I'm talking about those who really, truly want to know God. Those who have a good heart, but they're out there doing things that are evil and dark, believing they're doing it in the name of God because it's what they're being told. They've been brainwashed. They've been brainwashed. And my prayer was for those people that they would find God. And God has sent this message to the false prophets. Let my people go. Let my people go. Because they have those people's minds controlled. They have their minds controlled, and they're using their passion, their power, their energy to create more dark. To create create more dark. But these people don't know it. They don't know it. So what God has for those who are doing this intentionally, they know what they're doing. Those people don't know what's being done to them, but those people doing it know what they're doing. And God's wrath will be that much worse on them because they know what they're doing. And if they don't let God's people go, if they do not release God's people, God's wrath is going to be that much worse on them. Because God's wrath is already on them. It's going to be a lot worse if they don't let his people go. Look what happened with the Moses story. Look what happened when he went to Pharaoh and gave the message. God said, let his people go. And Pharaoh let him, after all the plagues and everything, he finally let the people go. And then what happened? He decided to go after the people and kill them all. But when he went to kill them all, what happened to them? What happened to them? That's when the Red Sea closed on him. Killed all his men, or most of his men. So God, he's not playing. God's not playing. And Pharaoh, he didn't what? He didn't give in until his firstborn was killed. And then that was it for him. So God had to took the firstborn throughout the town. And then when Pharaoh's firstborn was taken, that's when he finally gave in. But then he changed his mind. He had a change of heart and went after the people. And then the Red Sea closed in on him. There's no telling what's going to happen to these false teachers and prophets. There's no telling what's going to happen. God knows what's going to happen because he's the one that's planning all this. He knows what's going to happen. But this is the message that started the attack on me. God actually gave me 3 different messages. So the next recording will be the second message, which is going to come out of Malachi chapter 3. So until the next time, may God bless you and continue to show you the path.